In Cyprus, we are not using anything about antibiotics.
Rafaela Hermonos, Panayota Tulia, and Sophie Menelau from Cyprus think they've hit upon a cheap and efficient way to remove antibiotics from wastewater, a novel filtration process involving a form of charcoal called biochar. But even at the age of 16 or 17, it's not enough to propose solutions. You have to defend them in front of your peers.
So in Sweden it definitely does, because we have a lot of woods. And so we can just make active carbon from
And this perhaps is the greatest value of the EU's Young Scientists Contest, a chance for young scientific minds from across the continent and beyond to mingle and discuss, sometimes passionately, but always rationally, some of the most pressing scientific questions of our age.
The danger is that you become immune to antibiotics because when you consume them, because the water from wastewater, when we clean it with chlorination, we use it for irrigation. So our tomatoes and our apples, whatever we eat, has those antibiotics. So we consume them, and then when you get sick and you want to take antibiotics, they don't work.
Does that mean that every time I eat fruit or vegetables or even meat, then I am consuming small trace amounts of antibiotics?
Yes, because antibiotic residues released and they create actually antibiotic-resistant genes and bacteria. So these genes and bacteria just flow into our system and we become immune to the antibiotic substances.
So what is your solution?
Okay, so biochar is our solution. We produce biochar from cow manure and sludge. We burn it under no oxygen conditions. So the final product has a porous structure, so it can absorb antibiotics. It's also low cost and environmental friendly. So for us, I think this is the best solution.
So there it is, a cheap, environmentally friendly solution to one of the world's most pressing public health problems, brought to you by three Cypriot schoolgirls.
Well, my name is Jonathan Persson, and I'm from Sweden, and I have developed a new desalination method that uses industrial waste heat to clean salt water.
Around the corner, Jonathan Persson from Sweden has a solution to another serious problem for humanity, lack of clean drinking water.
Yeah, you want the explanation first or the problem?
Tell me about the problem.
Yeah. 2 billion people in the world lack access to clean water, so something has to be done.
That's about a quarter of the world's population?
Yeah, a little bit more, but yeah. And I believe that humanity must turn to the oceans to clean the water, because the oceans are endlessly big. But common desalination is both really expensive and really energy demanding, so it can't be used in poorer countries or by the biggest water consumer. Like in Europe, industry uses 50% of all the water. If those factories would become self-sustainable in water, there would be enough water for us humans to drink. Mm. So my dream is to create water-neutral factories.
Water-neutral factories?
Exactly.
How do you do that?
These factories have huge amount of waste heat that is normally flushed straight through the ocean, lakes and rivers and destroy the marine life. But I have developed a new method that uses water's evaporative properties, that in contact with air, some of the water evaporates and comes out as a steam. This steam is then cooled down on cold seawater pipe, where the steam is condensed out and you can obtain a distilled water that is so pure that factories can use it directly into the process.
So they then don't need to use...
Buy tap water.
Tap water.
Exactly.
And then what happens to the tap water? It's instead used by us.
Exactly. The humans can use it.
Jonathan built a prototype, founded a company, and is now working on a trial project with a local metal powder factory in his hometown of Halmstad in southern Sweden. He entered the competition partially to raise awareness and funds to develop his business. And at the age of 19, he's so busy with it, he no longer plans to go to university. This is the first time the contest has been held in Bulgaria, or indeed anywhere in the Balkans. Indeed, the country's Deputy Minister for Education and Science, Karina Angeleva, describes it as a dream that's come true. She also dismisses claims that Europe is falling behind China and America when it comes to technological progress.
I personally don't approve this kind of European self-miner complex. Europe is on top of European research. Basically, if you see the data, Europe produces the most renowned research results in the world. Now, it's another issue concerning the application of research or commercialization of research results into new technology and innovation. And here the problem is not because of the quality of research, the people or ideas that we have in Europe, it's problem more of single market and barriers on the market, because basically China is one market, the States is one market, okay, and here we still have different, let's say, challenges to fully exploit the potential of the European single market.
EUSIS is open to young scientists from countries beyond the EU. This year's contest included projects from Belarus, China and the USA. But in the end, about two-thirds of the winning projects were from EU countries. More than 3,300 contestants have participated since it was dreamt up by the then president of the European Commission, Jacques Delors. And it's now a firm fixture on Europe's scientific calendar. Rob Cameron, DW, Sofia.